Yeah, it was a good experience for me, and just jumping right back onto the Colts here, you know, getting back through like most of our what we had prepared for the first game and moving into what they've done lately. You know, it was really easy to refocus, just getting back to some football.
It seemed like when you guys went against them week one, they were still finding their way without Robert Mathis. How have they settled in, particularly in the pass rush in the last several weeks?
Greg Minuski's done a great job as far as creating pressure. You know, their pass rush does do a good job. They mix it up pretty good, and the coverage guys on the back end do a really good job of holding down their ground. And they've done a good job of mixing it up. They've caused a lot of confusion to some teams, and they've played well, especially, you know, I think six of the last seven games they've won.
Can you talk about their sacks are coming from a lot of different places, how you prepare for that, especially maybe C.J. Anderson's role in the pass protection in particular?
We got to be on it protection-wise. I mean, we got to make sure that we're studying their blitzes, and we're not taking anything for granted. We're going to have to be good on our rules and protection. He's going to have a whole bunch of new stuff. I mean, he always has, and he's done a good job with it. And Coach Pagano always, you know, he's got something that we haven't seen before. But, you know, we'll just stick with our rules and make sure we just keep practicing, you know, what our job is.
DT's numbers, I mean, seem to always be good, but in the playoffs, he's been extra special. Any rhyme or reason to why he's had such big games in the big games?
Well, last year, he elevated big time. I know the Tebow year, obviously, that last play of the game against Pittsburgh was unbelievable. But last year, he just basically said, give me the ball. And we made sure that we had him involved early, and he did a good job of executing.
This is a team that's been in the playoffs a lot of years in a row. You have some young guys who have always been in the playoffs. Do you ever worry that they get maybe complacent, that the playoffs are just kind of taken for granted?
No, there's constant reminder. I think it's hard to be complacent around here. Everybody knows the expectations. And so, I mean, for anybody to get lackadaisical right now, it would be insane.
And then there's talk that maybe a window is closing. Is there a sense of urgency of, you know, who knows how long this group will be together?
I don't know if anybody's looking at it like that. Right now, we know we're focused on the Colts, and we got to make sure everybody does their job.
CJ obviously wasn't as big of a factor in week one. How big will he be in this matchup when you're facing a team, an offense that can score points quick and passing attack is what it is?
We'll see how the game plays out. I mean, is it going to be him run the ball 30 times or are we going to throw it 50 times? I mean, it's just going to all determine on how the game plays out. We'll play complementary football for the most part. We'll see how Coach Fox wants to handle this once we get to Sunday, and we'll adjust accordingly.
There have been a lot of times over Peyton's career, like dating back 15 plus years, where he's really had to kind of carry his team in the postseason. Do you think that's the case with this team, or have you built enough around him where he might not have to have all the burden on him?
I think the front office has done a good job of getting some good pieces around him, and then obviously with our running game coming around the way it has, especially the last 6 weeks, it's probably helped us out and bounce us up a little bit. So, I mean, it's not all on his shoulders, and, you know, we're able to lean on some other guys and make sure he's got plenty of help, you know, when the time comes.
Did a bye week help Julius? We noticed from practice, did he benefit from that extended time down to where he can reemerge in the offense a little bit?
I think the bye week helped everybody. I know everybody got rested up. We got a lot of guys back. I know every day that, you know, he's able to get a little bit better, a little stronger from the training room to out on the field. So, for the most part, I think anybody that we had that was a little banged up is just a little bit more, you know, they're healthier.
How much easier is it for your job as a play caller when he is healthy and able to get open versus anybody versus how maybe he was over the last 6 or 8 weeks?
Well, he's a matchup issue, especially in the red zone. I mean, everybody's talked about how he's really caused a lot of defenses problems, and you know, we're trying to still figure out the best way to use him right now and just kind of see how that goes from week to week.
I know it's 3 days away, but hearing that the weather forecast may not be this nice, but still pretty favorable, does that help game planning in terms of being able to keep everything open, I guess?
We always anticipate this weather, and then we adjust accordingly. Whatever happens on Sunday, then we'll move around some pieces and see if we have to make any kind of adjustments, if it's wind, rain, snow, whatever it is. But our game plans are pretty fluid, flexible, so it's not a real big concern for us.
Adam, I know you said it wasn't hard to refocus coming back this week, but are you still paying attention? Are you expecting to hear more from teams, expecting to get an offer at some point? I know you can't.
I can't do anything right now. All I can do is worry about this week, so I mean, that's the best answer I can give you right there.
Is it weird to just wait and have gone?
No, I haven't even really thought about it. I mean, mean, I have to worry about the Colts. I have to make sure our offense is ready to go.
The bigger picture, when you're getting ready for a playoff game, do you sort of balance showing them something new and sticking with what you know you're good at? Do you sort of have to decide what's best at that point?
Yeah, I think you got to be careful about getting too crazy, but for the most part, you know, you try to make sure you do what you're good at doing, and then as the game goes on, if you got to make some adjustments, then you do accordingly. But for the most part, we're going to let our guys go out there, play fast, and try to execute better than they do.